CliffCentral.com.
Yena funa hamba kongo. Hey, what's up, everybody? Uma Raza Law, a.k.a. Mr. Quan, a.k.a. P-L-I-N-D. And you're listening to the Unplugged Radio Show, 12 to 1 p.m. every single Thursday on Cliff Central. It's too short, like me.
Yeah, baby. Yeah. Welcome to it. It's another one of those really great days. It is the Unplugged and In Charge Radio Show. I got my main man with me right here. I've got Simpiwe Pedros. Yo, Simpiwe, what's up? Okay, wait, let me just turn you on. I'm doing a lot of things at the same time right now.
What up, Wizard? What up, Von the Don? What up to the Unplugged family? I'm back, baby. I'm back.
All right, cool stuff. He's certainly in the moment. How about you, Von the Don? Von the everything, baby.
Yeah, I'm good, bro. It's good to be back, man. Happy New Year to everybody out there.
Yeah.
That's like going to be the last time I say this. It's already the 12th of January, but I'm tired of saying Happy New Year.
All right.
Happy New Year nonetheless.
Yeah, cool stuff only. Well, welcome to it. It's another one of those really, really great times. I got my lady in studio right here. I'm making all the people that are looking at us live from Facebook see what's going on in studio right now. Hello to everyone. It's another one of those really great days.
Yeah.
Right? This is, of course, the Unplugged and In Charge Radio Show. We always talk about things that are inspiring, things that are trying to build people up in one way or the other, trying to make sure that you think differently, you attack the world in a different way, you build your life in a whole new different way. 2017 is right here. I hear people calling it 20 slaying team. I hear a lot of things. Simpiwe, what do you dub this year as for you?
2017 is the year we're not just changing the game, we're elevating the game. This is a year of big breakthroughs and massive risks. We're still making massive moves and living our best lives. You know it, man.
Yeah. And Von, what's the year like for you, man?
This year for me is the year to be dedicated, man. Slightly more committed and dedicated to all the different things I'm doing. So it's like, so I usually theme all my years. And I think right about now, it's the time to dedicate and commit myself a little bit more to the different things I'm doing.
Cool stuff. Well, for me, yeah, man, it is the year of planned execution. I'm going to plan a lot of things. I'm going to execute some big things. I'm going to do big, complex projects, guys. That's me. I'm going to do big, complex projects.
That's dope, man.
Big and complex projects. And and in a while from now, we're going to be like, whoa. I used to sit next to this guy. Man, I know that guy. I work with that guy, man.
Yeah, man.
That's the game plan. That's the game plan for me. Right now, though, we're going to be talking about the five things you need for a successful mindset. We're going to be chatting a bit about that, and we're going to go through them all one by one. Now, if I see we're getting a lot of love from Facebook, everybody who's watching live. Guys, if you're watching live on Facebook right now, you can listen to us from the Cliff Central app. So please just download the Cliff Central app and listen live right there. In fact, even if you're not listening right now, if you want to listen later, you can always listen to the podcast whenever you need to. So please carry on the conversation right there. I'm the dedicated cameraman right now, so I need to focus, guys. So I like the love that we're receiving on Facebook right now. I see the hearts coming through, so thank you very much, guys. All right, so let's get into it, guys. The five things you need for successful mindset. Now, okay. I've got a lot of feedback from people who listen to the show, and they say they like things that are, you know, almost like how-to type of things,
okay,
so that they can actually really do well in the year and, you know, figure out how to do certain things. So we're going to be chatting about some of these. And one of the influential people or the thought leaders that I've zoomed into for this month is Jim Rohn, right? He's an old man. He's done a lot of really great things, and he always has some really good, insightful things to share with us as well. So let's talk about these five things, and then I want to hear your input on these things as well. So
All right.
The first says self-talk. Now, ever think the only conversation that matters are the ones that you have with someone else? Well, not quite. The conversations you have with yourself are the most important ones you will ever have. To be clear, we talk to ourselves all day, every day.
Mm.
Eventually, all the robust data adds up to create our individual self-concepts. Now, be careful what you say to yourself. Plant seeds of positivity and inspire rather than to criticize and doubt yourself time and time again. What do you guys have to say about this self-talk?
I can agree with that. I think it all starts with your thoughts, though, first and foremost, because your thoughts are the beginning, and your thoughts actually become things in your life. Mm-hmm. For me, one of the things I said for this year is that I'm really going to take control and take charge of my thoughts, of how I think about myself and how I talk about myself, because I believe that what I say can either declare and speak life into my future, or it can limit me. If I look at myself in the mirror and I say I'm an idiot, I'll feel like an idiot and forever walk as an idiot, and the rest of the world will see me as an idiot. Mm-hmm. But if I say I'm a legend, I'm the shit, by the end of 2017, I will be the shit, because that's how I believe. So yeah, man.
Yeah. And Vaughn, have you ever had any self-talk experiences where you can say, you know what, for the longest time I've always said this to myself internally, and this is how it's turned out?
Yeah, I think I have, man. I think I talk to myself quite often about things that I want to do and what I'm doing, I have experienced that positive self-talk really does impact your results. Definitely. I definitely have experienced that. At the same time, you can also experience that negative self-talk can also really affect what you do. So
in a major way.
It is a powerful thing, man. I can definitely agree that it is an important thing to take into 2017 for sure.
Yeah, we've got to build ourselves up at the end of the day. Like, if you don't believe in yourself, if you don't speak your blessing into your life, how are you going to make it, man? It all starts with your words and your thoughts.
No, that's very true. There was a motivational speaker that we met, I think, a year or two ago.
Yeah?
With a husky voice. What's his name again? He's got like the most huskiest voices ever.
Where did we meet him?
Is he Robin or is he Sean something? Well, anyway,
the Australian guy or
the South African one that's a multimillionaire.
Yeah,
but anyway,
his name,
one of the things he said was he has this thing that he says to himself every single day. Now, it's a long thing, but the short of it is, in the morning when he wakes up and he looks himself in the mirror, he would say, "I'm brilliant, I'm bright, I'm a shining beam of light," and it carries on with other things as well.
But
these things are literally self-talk, but now instead of just saying it mentally, you're actually saying it out loud, and you, in a way, you're getting to believe those things as well. So, and I've, with all the books I've read, the self-talk concept really always just pops up, and they say you need to have things that you affirm to yourself. That self-talk is really important, because eventually you really start to believe those things subconsciously. And if they are positive all the time, it's great. But if you don't do the exercise to do the positive ones, trust, then the natural response is to do the negative ones.
Yeah.
To say, "Eish, you look fat today. Hi, man, look at your forehead, man. Five head, in fact." Or, "Hi, man, lintloya can cool." And, you know, whatever it is, but you have things that you say to yourself all the time that are never, because it's almost as if you never quite think you the ish naturally. You have to kind of make that a process and make that a self-talk concept for yourself to actually believe it.
Yeah, for me, I think from self-talk, it evolves from to what people would say about you. I think in 2017, it's time to liberate yourself from Abazo Tinabantu syndrome.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what people say about you. A lot of people will always try and drag you down to their level, but it really doesn't matter. This is your life. Just live it on your terms. You never know how far you could go. Like, I mean, we've spoken about this a lot of times, and it's time to literally cut off all enemies of progress. If people are trying to limit you and cut you off, maybe it's about damn time you cut them off, you know?
Sure. I agree, man. I think you should, like, that's what I was saying. Like, this year, I want to theme it as the year to be dedicated and slightly more committed.
Because
when you have that mindset, things that are distracting you or things that are hindering you, you just simply don't put your focus or
you don't entertain.
You just rather shift that energy into something that you feel's moving for you, you know what I mean, so that you don't drain yourself, because 2016 for a lot of people seemed to be quite a draining year.
It was exhausting, dog, to say the least. It was real.
I mean, one of the things that are really important when it comes to self-talk is also the talk that you allow into your life. I think, as you're saying, Simpiwe, creating, you know, an environment where you have the enemies of progress cut out from the, you know, the inner circle. It is actually quite important. you always hear it when you're watching TV and they're interviewing, let's say, Janet Jackson. You'd hear her say these things as well. You'd hear Beyonce say these things. Almost everybody actually ends up saying the same type of thing, that, you know, negative people really don't do very well for you, and you need to make sure that people who don't see it for you and don't believe that you'll ever be something great, you need to have less of those people around you.
Yeah.
And have more people around you that are saying, go for it. Go for it, man. And that, in fact, that's what I had as well. Even starting from high school, I had someone who might not necessarily go for it themselves, but, you know, they believe that you can do it.
Yeah.
So they're like, where's that? You go for it, man. Go represent the black guys.
Hey, that helps, bro. It goes the long way.
Yeah, And sometimes, as Les Brown would say, you need to hold on to someone else's belief in you until your own belief in yourself starts to kick in.
Yeah.
And that's also important. And then you just gotta act on that person's belief and say, man, I don't think I can do this. I don't think I am who they think I am. But hey, I'm just going to hold on to what they think I can achieve.
Yeah.
And I'll just keep on going until one day, because maybe your system works on seeing as believing. And one day when you see yourself there, then you can believe that, wow, I am actually here.
You did it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool. So the next one, number two. So we're still talking about the five things you need for a successful mindset. So the first was self-talk. Second one here is intentions. Your intentions set the tone for how skillfully you will navigate personal and professional success. Have you set your intentions high enough to challenge the status quo? If not, think bigger and push past your comfort zone. Get comfortable being uncomfortable, because that's where the real growth happens. Setting your sights high and believing in the most remarkable outcome you can attain, in the most remarkable outcome, you'd actually end up, challenging new things and changing the way you show up in the entire world, and just changing how you believe. And it says here that, believe me, no one has ever regretted embracing the power to think big.
Yeah.
So what do you guys have to say? Intention.
Intentions. Yeah, I think intentions are quite important, man. Everything that you put out into the world should have some sort of an intention. Otherwise, it's kind of like a spray and pray, you know, type of like, you know, just hope you hit the target. It's good to aim and look at and have a purpose in what you're doing.
Yeah.
But it's not to say that sometimes what I've discovered is that you start doing things and you might not have an intention in the beginning. The intention is to probably just do it because you're interested in it, or because you like it, or because you think you could be good at it. But as you start doing it, you start developing a purpose within it, you know? Yeah. The minute you start getting comfortable with something new or whatever the case is, you start developing like what the intention behind this could be or what you could use it for, you know? So I think it's good to have your mind open to that.
I think, though, that sometimes most people don't project and they don't plan. You know, they don't kind of try and at least have a detailed view of where they would want to go.
Yeah.
Or at least have some sort of idea. They live on hope. They just hope that they turn out to be good people. So, but what happens when you do that? Well, if you let the world's, if you let life just happen and you just kind of go with the flow.
Yeah.
Normally, the flow of the world, the flow of life, where does it go? When you take some water and you just put it on a table, where would it go? Well, it will try to seek the lowest position. So it goes down. You take a piece of paper, you'll let it go from your hand, it'll go down.
Yeah.
The flow of the world, the flow of life goes down. But the problem is, you want to be on top. So if you want to be on top, you can't go with the flow. You got to go with the drive. You got to have a drive. Don't have a flow, have a drive. You need a drive up the hill. So that's actually quite important when it comes to then intentions, to say, my intention is to do this. You know, you always hear, the only time most people ever hear, what are your intentions, is when there's a girl involved.
Yeah. it's true.
So it's important. Well, even when the girl, what are your intentions?
I think we need to realize that our lives are shaped by what we do, not what we say. And what we do is our intention at the end of the day. Our intentions speak louder than our words. So be intentional with your life. If you're not, you're playing games and wasting time.
Yeah,
bro. I'm a true believer of intention. We've got to be very intentional with our lives.
Now, there's another thing mentioned within the intention part, was being comfortable being outside your comfort zone. You must be comfortable with being uncomfortable.
Yeah, no.
Simpiwe, any experiences with the being uncomfortable? With?
I think we've all in this room experienced uncomfortability. I mean, yeah. my testimony is last year. Last year this time, I was leaving my job, like my corporate safety net. I left all of that to really pursue what I'm really passionate and what I believe is my purpose.
It's been a year.
It's been a year, guys. It's crazy.
Wow.
It's amazing how a year goes by so quickly, man. It's
and you still, you're not hungry, though.
I'm not hungry. I'm alive, buddy. I'm alive and well. Like, yo, I'm alive. Yeah. We're eating, bro. Yeah. Like, at least we're eating.
I mean, look at you, man. You're wearing Christmas clothes here.
Yeah. No, man. Yeah. So, I think we really need to become, we actually really need to have the revelation that life is supposed to be a bit uncomfortable. We need to be comfortable with being uncomfortable because that's where change happens. I really believe that change and changing your life will not be very easy. I mean, last year this time, I thought, we're going to leave and things are going to work out. 2016 was a rough year, man. We had to really reevaluate. I reevaluated my life, my choices, where I wanted to go. And it wasn't easy for me. There were a lot of tough times, but I am here to say that God is faithful and I made it to the end, buddy. I'm out here. We're living, and this is just the beginning of the journey.
Yeah. Now tell me about some of the uncomfortable situations. Like, for instance, after you leave, isn't there that what are people going to say type of thing? Like, because that's uncomfortable. It's really comfortable saying, I work at,
it's comfortable.
Company X. You know, it's really nice to. And now you went from that to saying, no, I'm pushing my own thing. Now you are you're the white elephant in the room.
Yeah, you're the outlier.
Like, yeah, like, I mean, if you were invited to your, let's say your girlfriend's dad said, hey, I want to meet this guy. And now you're there at the dinner table.
What do you do?
And they say, hey, so what do you do? And you're like,
I'm pushing missions. I'm pushing missions.
That's uncomfortable.
It is,
because
bro.
It's really comfortable to say, no, I work at a big company as an
industrial
engineer.
Because there's security in there. Yeah.
Because there's security. It's a comfortable thing to say. And it's really nice. It feels good. So now just to say, I mean, people might think you're soul searching. What is going on?
Quarter life crisis, midlife crisis. Early.
It's uncomfortable to go into your quarter life crisis and embrace yourself and to say, no, guys, don't worry. I'll be fine. I'm just doing me right now.
Yeah, but and that's the thing. You need to, before you even make a move like that, you need to really be liberated from the fact that people's opinions will always be people's opinions, but they don't define you at the end of the day. So for me, before I made such a move, I really realized that I'm going to embrace who I fully am. I'm going to do what I want to do, because if I don't live my life, somebody will tell me how I should live my life, and I don't want that. That was frustrating, bro. I tried that, and it's not worth it for me.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So that was the biggest thing for me. But I think the biggest struggle for me was financially. In corporate, you have a nice paycheck at the end of the month, Baba.
That's the truth. We want to know about the money.
Yeah, exactly.
What happened when there was no money coming in?
So I planned, and, I saved up some money, but that money disappeared within months, And like, when you're so used to having a certain type of lifestyle, making the sacrifice and really struggling with even stuff like petrol and all of that made you question, did you make the right choice? But I stuck through it. And in the end, it all worked out, bro. Yeah. You just got to stick through and hold on to your guns and follow your gut. I mean, I decided to better myself last year. And that was the best decision I ever made in my life, because I'm fulfilled. 2016 was one of the most fulfilling years of my life, because it was the one year where I decided that I'm going to do what I want to do, not what people want me to do.
Yeah.
And in 2017, we're taking it to the next level.
I feel you.
Yeah.
My bad. Being uncomfortable, I had this like thing long ago, man. I made 2015 my year to be uncomfortable. And I forced myself into uncomfortable situations, and I embraced the uncomfortableness that life brings. To be honest, I think ever since 2015, I've been embracing being uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? I think even today as I sit here, I'm not completely 100%. I don't think any of us, or most of us, or personally me, can say we are 100% comfortable in what
but
we do.
But do we want to be comfortable?
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Maybe you always live a life with some sense of uncomfortableness, because it always pushes you to grow and pushes you to learn. You know what I'm saying? Because that's like one of the major drivers for me is like the fact that I can't just sit back and be comfortable. It's impossible.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes people say, don't you just like chill? chill and just do nothing. And I'm like, what? That is so stupid. Why would I ever want to do that?
Yeah,
you know, because especially when you have taken responsibility for your own life and you are self-employed. And I mean, and the biggest mistake anyone can make is to ever think that you are not self-employed.
Yeah.
No matter where you work, you're always self-employed because to some degree or the other, you are responsible for the quality of the time that you put in here and the value that you give to whatever company or whoever you give it to so that, you know, you can get an exchange, whatever remuneration that you get for that. So it is really important. And therefore, you know, that whole sitting back and just chilling thing, I mean, there are ways to chill.
Yeah, you can be very intentional with your time.
You
can enhance, like you can read or something.
Sometimes when I'm thinking, oh, there's nothing to do, I whip up my laptop and I try to make a beat, make music.
It's recreational activity.
Learn how to do something different.
You're improving yourself continually.
Whether it works or it doesn't, hey, at least I try.
Yeah.
Try to open up Photoshop, teach myself something there. I never went to the school for it, but hey, I'm trying.
Yeah.
And chances are I'll come out with something. Or even if I make a song, if I write a song, hey man, it's better than just sitting and doing zero.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing that you're saying there is really expression. You're really expressing yourself in different ways, even when you're chilling. And that's one of the biggest things for me in 2017. I want to find various and different ways to express myself. I want to try new things. I just want to really live life and experience life and really let my life be an expression of who I am and who I want to be someday. Yeah.
Super fantastic. All right, let's move over to topic number 3. This one is called grit. All right, so we talked about self-talk, intentions, and now grit. When it comes to success, world-renowned psychologist Angela Duckworth says, talent counts, but effort counts twice. Interesting.
Okay.
Got grit? If not, know this. Both passion and perseverance are vital to your long-term success. Experiencing initial excitement when deciding to pursue a New Year's resolution is quite common. Less common are far more difficult is the sustained focus and drive. Like, for instance, right now, while you're listening, just look at something, whatever it is. Just look at one particular item. But try to focus on that for at least 1 minute. Don't look away. Don't even let your eyes look away. You'd notice how hard it is to focus. I always say that the easiest thing in life is to lose focus, is to be distracted. Let me call it that. The easiest thing in life is to be distracted. The hardest thing is to focus. And its reward is success. It is so hard for you to even, like, just allow your eyes to just look at one particular thing and not look away. It is so hard to stay focused for a very long time that, you know, that focus is really one of the things that we lack the most. But when we achieve it and when we can actually attain it for a long period of time, we can actually really, really start to do well.
That's true.
Yeah, it's really true, right. Though, but it's the world we live in, though. Like,
it is true.
Because now that I think about it, we live in a social media age, and I was talking to Vaughn about this earlier.
Yeah.
If we think about social media, it's out there to distract us. It's out there to put us into in another world.
It's
a
trap.
It's a trap in a major way. For me, I decided on Monday that, was it Sunday? Sunday evening that I was going to take a break from social media. For however long it may be, whatever it is, I'm just challenging myself to unplug myself from social media and just realize how much time I actually have when I'm not on social media. I won't lie, the first day was tough. Yo. Like, my second, like, it's second nature to just go on
just
Twitter
and check what's
or
going
Instagram.
On.
Yeah, like, it's second nature. But when it came to day 3 and today's day 4, like, it's easy for me. Like,
it's a serious like addiction.
It is, bro. It's like it's like a drug. It's honestly like a drug. Like,
because like when you get like you know, we were talking about it whereby if you get likes on Instagram or you get likes on Facebook, it releases the same chemical in your brain as it
cortisone,
dopamine.
Dopamine. You're right.
It releases dopamine in your brain, which gives you that sort of ecstatic feeling or that feeling of pleasure, which is a similar chemical that's released when people take certain, you know, substances. So it's tricky. It's very tricky because imagine people that are consistently addicted to being on social media. And they look down on people that perhaps drink alcohol or perhaps take drugs. Well, I mean, it's not to say
that time they're tweeting about people drinking.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hoping for the retweets and getting the same results chemically as the people that are taking a substance. Yeah. So it's it's crazy that the hypocrisy comes around, but it's also what it does. It shows that social media is not actually a joke, bro. It's not just an app on your phone. It really does affect our lives.
It's a system.
Some people make life decisions based on social media.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So some people go to certain places just to take Insta photos.
Like, yeah.
It's mental.
It's crazy, bro. It's flipping crazy. And like we said, we're speaking about 5 points, right? And one of the points was being intentional. You need to be intentional with how you use your social media. It can really consume you. And I'm really awake to that fact now. So I'm taking that break. I don't know how long it's going to be. Maybe it'll be a week. Maybe it'll be 2 more days or whatever. But all I can say is that it's refreshing, and I would encourage you to take that break because, hey, there's so much time that I have on my hands just to focus on other things, which is great, which is empowering at the same time. And it allows me to prepare properly for what's ahead in 2017. I know when I go back onto social media, I'm going to be super intentional with what type of message I'm trying to send out there, what type of pictures that I'm taking. I really want to embrace the moments that I'm in 2017. That's one of the things. I don't want to be in a moment and trying to snap it or capture it for another moment, you know? I want to embrace the moment for what it is.
Yeah, I feel you, man. Focus is important. Focus and being intentional. It's probably the major points in that.
Yeah, well, Jim Rohn concludes by saying grit helps us to push past the desire to give up, especially when things get rough. Fortunately, it can be learned and continually developed over time as well.
Yeah, powerful stuff, man.
Yeah, any moments where you guys needed some grit to just carry on going in tough times?
Yeah, man.
2016. All of 2016, dog.
I was about to say, like, I think for the last 25 years, bro, like every single day of your life, bro, you gotta keep doing it.
Yeah, well, I think one of the most important things that you can tell yourself in times that are really tough. I remember many times like that for myself. There's really been many, but one of the things is to say it has come, but it has come to pass.
Yeah.
It's not come to stay. It has come to pass.
Yeah.
There will come a time where this is no more. 6 months from now, I will still be here, but this problem won't.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing about like time. Time just keeps going. So, I mean, regardless of what time brings, one thing you can be 100% certain of in your life is that time does pass. You don't ever get that same minute, that same moment back. So that's the reality we're in. It's just that I think being aware, one thing some people say that I really agree with is just being aware and appreciating and living in your moments. Because I feel like in life, a lot of the time we don't take the time to acknowledge that right now in this moment we are alive, we are doing something, you know? So it's a powerful mindset to have when you're very aware of your moments, because whether they're good or bad, you know that you are living in them, and because of that reality, they will both pass. So it's appreciative when it's good, and you take confidence in the fact when they're tough.
And it really enhances your quality of life, bro. Like, you're living life.
So if you got a thing or two to add to this, or maybe whatever thoughts you might have on this as well, you can always WhatsApp us. In fact, maybe you can save this WhatsApp number and from time to time drop us a WhatsApp, and we'll kindly read it out on the show. So the number is 079-748-2090.
And maybe somebody will get back to you on Saturday night also.
That number again at 079-748-2090. So that number is not like our number. No one personal here.
Yeah.
Oh, it could be Wes's number.
No,
I don't know.
Never. It's the station's number. All right,
so, man.
So that's where you WhatsApp the station. It pops up on the screen right here, and we're able to share your thoughts with everyone else listening as well. Cool. So we move over to the fourth one now. So we're still discussing the 5 things you need for a successful mindset. All right. So number four is strategy. Interesting. Most people, I mean, I was discussing this even last week, that all successful teams start off any match.
Yeah.
They don't start the match without having a plan as to what they're going to do. Every successful team, you can kind of take this for yourself as well. Do you start the day with a plan as to what you want to achieve for the day? Do you start it with what you want to achieve for the week? It's kind of important. So what Jim Rohn had to say about this is declaring a goal without more will do little to ensure its success. Only substance and structure will successfully ignite and move it forward. begin by chunking your goal into smaller segments to organize it.
Yeah.
Make it more manageable. Then create a strategic plan with scheduled activities and outcomes that will help to assure its success. Notice that notice what works and be proactive about tweaking key elements where necessary. Be open to feedback. That's also important.
Yeah.
And embrace innovation along the way.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much one of the things. Strategy. So strategy is really important.
Yeah, it's like vision. It's really
like
knowing.
Planning,
yeah,
okay.
you know where you want to end up, and this is how you're gonna get there. And it's very important, because if you're not very intentional with the strategy and you don't know how you're gonna get there, you'll never get there.
Yeah, I remember. I think when I was when I went to high school. First of all, I went to high school a year earlier than I was supposed to. So I was already like one of the younger kids in school, but I wanted to play rugby quite badly. My primary school headmaster had warned me not to go to that particular really, star studded school, because they thought, you're going to play in the C team. No one's ever going to pick you. You're never going to show up on the radar. No one's ever going
to
know.
Man, I was trying to shut you down.
Know? Yeah, yeah. And I said to myself, I was 12 years old, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to prove this man wrong.
Yeah.
And I went to that school. Now I'm 13 years old. I'm in that school. And guess what? I end up in the C team. Well,
shout out.
You know? I became 14, and I'm still like in the B team, C team vibes. And I was really frustrated, you know. And when I was 15, and I really wanted to play in the A team quite badly, because I mean, the A team go on these lovely tours.
And the kit is different.
The kit is different.
Yeah,
they play
in
the A field. Sometimes their matches are televised on TV.
Yeah.
You know, it's just that life. And I said to my, and I was in the B team this time, but. Fortunately, the end year function of the under 15 A team was this amazing end year function, and because I was on the bench of the A team, I got to go.
Mm-hmm.
So then there was a gentleman there who was a great sports star, and he was also now being a motivational speaker to us at that time, and he said, "Get a goal. Whatever your goal is, have a goal." Whatever it is in your mind. For us, I mean, it's easy. Some of you want to play Craven Week next year. That was now under 16.
Yeah.
Craven Week is this big coveted thing. Everyone wants to play for the province. You know, it's a big thing.
Yeah.
So he said, now if that's your goal, what you need to do is first detach yourself from it and say, if some other person wanted to play in the Craven Week, what type of... attributes should he have to play in that league? And you thought, well, he should probably be, you know, fit. Maybe he should be fast and strong.
Yeah.
And you know, and you can go through them mentally, because it's so easy to say what someone else needs to get in, but it's hard to say what you need to get in. Yeah. So it was easy for me to think, yeah, if a guy needed to do that, he probably needs this and this and this. And then I thought, okay, yeah, I kind of know now what that person would need. Then he said, then ask yourself what he would need to do to achieve those attributes.
Yeah.
He would need to maybe train a little harder, maybe exercise before the season starts. He'd need to check what he eats and not eat certain things.
Mm.
He would need to go to the gym more often, maybe in the morning before going to school. And then he said, now after you've figured all this out, now put it back and say,
yeah,
I want to do that. Cool. Now I know what I need to do. So get to what I need to get to achieve what I want to achieve.
Yeah.
And now for the first time at 15, he helped me create a great plan, like a strategy for how am I going to get into the A team and hopefully even into the provincial team.
Take it backwards. Like, back engineering.
It's a reverse engineering type of thing. Yeah. Yes, yes. And I applied this, and it was amazing. Just the next year, I was not only playing in the A team of the school, but imagine all the A teams of all the schools combined, and then they pick the top 15 players, meaning that they pick the top two people for that particular position and I'm one of them.
Yeah.
This is crazy. I couldn't even be one of the top two in my own school. Now being the top two in the province, that's the type of transformation that can happen once you really have a strategy in place and you understand the smaller things that you need to do to achieve the attributes.
Yeah.
Because once you have all the attributes combined, you can achieve is the goal as well.
It's actually quite interesting how all of these things feed into each other. Because at first you needed to believe in yourself, so that's self talk.
Yeah.
Secondly, you need to be intentional with how you're gonna get there. You were intentional, and then everything else fell in place. You had the grit and the desire to make it through, and then finally you had the strategy in place. It's all feeding into each other. So it's dope.
Strategy is important, and all the what you have mentioned is important. But then there's the fifth one that is also important, and this one is called execution.
Mm.
That was also important. Now, if I go back to my journey, in the mornings I would wake up at 5. Sometimes at 5 it was dark, and I would, because we had no car at home, I'd walk to the gym, and sometimes I'm walking in the dark. I'm so scared, you know.
Yeah.
But I'd get there, and I would, you know, exercise, gym, and then I would take a bath. Or a shower in that case, then I would go to school. Even going to school is another walk.
Yeah.
But, you know, I did this religiously in a way to, you know, to make sure that it is something I do continuously. When I was washing the dishes at home, there would be tiles. You know, there's tiles on the floor.
Yeah.
Because they're in squares, I would practice my footwork while washing the dishes. So I would, you know, take 2 steps in this tile, 2 steps in that tile, you know, like a Muhammad Ali type of thing. One, two. And I would do those type of things.
Yeah.
It looks random and weird to someone looking outside, but it's part of the execution because I wanted to be agile. I wanted to be front footed. I wanted to be a little quicker than the next guy.
Yeah.
And then these are the small little things that play a role. When I'm walking to go and buy some bread, you know, there's always those pillars or poles to try to make sure that cars don't park beyond a certain point.
Go between them.
So I go between them. Yeah. That's also practicing sidesteps and things like that. And I'm practicing more than the average guy so that I can be a little better than average.
Yeah.
And sometimes you just need to be a little bit different. For instance, Brian Tracy has this saying that he says there's the tenfold principle to say if a horse that wins a race and a horse that comes second, the horse that wins the race gets 10 times more money in terms of prize money than the one that came in second place. Does that mean that the horse that came in first place is 10 times faster than the other one? No, not really.
Nope.
Sometimes it's even just a nose faster.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be 10 times faster.
Yeah.
And sometimes that's the truth about ourselves. The people that are doing so much better than us, the people that are doing almost 10 times what we're doing, getting 10 times the money we're doing, and really have so much going for them, are not 10 times better than you.
Yeah.
They're just a nose better. What? There's this little thing that they're doing.
Just doing a little bit more, yeah.
One of my coaches when I was playing football told me, this was just, I think it was just before our varsity cup year that we won the trophy, or just actually just before I left the team to work. But I was playing some of the best football in my life at that stage. And he said to me the year before that, he said, Vaughn, do you know what the difference between ordinary and extraordinary is? And I said, what? And he said, the extra.
Yeah, the extra. So it's everything, bro.
So the only difference between ordinary and being extraordinary is the extra.
I think we live in a time where people are all talk and no action. It's time to really just let your life speak for itself. I don't want to say nothing about
the champions are made in the gym, man. Behind closed doors. It's like pretty much like, you know, it's like another thing people like to do because of the social media world and the world we live in is like they like to put in the extra and they like to do a lot of different things just to be seen doing it.
Yeah, bro. It's like a facade. It's crazy.
That's the problem.
It's like going to the gym to take photos.
You see now.
Dog, you're not even gymming, you're just taking photos.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, let's do the right things, but let's do them with the right purpose, because at the end of the day, it's the results that count, not what we see.
And the most important thing is to be faithful in the process, because it's in the process where you develop the character to hold yourself while you're at the top.
You feel me?
Yeah.
There's one of the, I think, NFL players that said everyone works the same during throughout the season.
Yeah.
But the difference is the champions do a little bit more in off season.
Yeah, in the preseason.
Yes, in the preseason. That's where they do a little bit extra. I've got a couple of comments that came through on the WhatsApp channel. Of course, if you want to drop some WhatsApps as well, you can do that on 079-748-2090. I like saying that. Cool. So one of them is from Tumisho. It says, thanks for an awesome show, guys. It's also very important that we know what we're chasing. We live in an era that exposes us to a lot of things. It's easy to get distracted. And that's very true. I think he's also reflecting on the staying focused type of thing as well. And that's quite important. Neil also said something. She said she'd like to add regular reflection to the list. One should have time time to really look back and connect the dots of your success and progress and that and the progress that you have made. And when you celebrate your success, it can give you energy to keep executing upcoming tasks on a, and you know, even when it comes to just you know, smaller steps as well. And that's actually quite important, that I feel even if you're leading a team, celebrate the small victories, even if it's a small thing, just like you ask someone to you know, just take this and go and drop it off at you know, at the post office,
because
that's really important that he drops it off at 12 o'clock. And if they do that, just, you know, acknowledge and celebrate that small little victory, and it actually can play a big difference in making sure that the morale of the team, or even the morale of yourself psychologically, if you are celebrating your own victory, it can really do wonders for you as well.
So we were now
still speaking about strategy, right, and just the power of execution. So let me just see what Jim Rohn concluded on this subject as well. He said, creating a strategy is one thing, but executing it is another. Decide in advance that taking strong action will be the litmus test for your success. Sure, there will be days where you won't feel like working, or perhaps even be discouraged. No matter. Your goal is to take bite-sized pieces of the apple until it is finally consumed. Whether making a phone call, sending an email, or physically maneuvering to achieve the next step, dig deep and take action. Execution helps you build trust in yourself, as well as reflects successful past performances. Reflecting on past performances brings you one step closer to your desired outcome. Are you ready to stack the odds in your favor by mastering a successful mindset? That is the question now. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready, dog. I'm ready, man. I'm the most ready. I think one of the greatest lessons I've learned about life in this journey and to where we're going is that you got to be faithful in the journey. You have to have the passion to go through it, and you need to go through it no matter what people say to you. And at the end of the day, we need to realize that life is not a destination, it's a journey, and we need to enjoy the journey as we go along. So embrace each and every moment of that journey, because that's where the fulfillment is found.
For sure. I think personally, I'm always ready to ready, open and ready for outcomes.
Yeah.
So I keep my mind like that all the time. So I mean, it's a new year. It's the same me, but it's obviously being open to outcomes, you know, facilitates the fact that by the end of this year, I will have grown in leaps and bounds, just as I did in 2016.
Yeah.
So I think, am I ready to become a master? I think absolutely. What it is yet, we will figure it out. But during the course of this year, I'm definitely going to be exercising my dedication and commitment to utilizing my time effectively, so that I can sleep at night knowing that in 24 hours I dedicated what was needed to be dedicated. I dedicated myself to what needed dedication.
Yeah, I think
I can maximize my returns, you know.
I think by the end of 2017 we need to be able to say that we don't necessarily recognize the people we are right now, because we're on a whole new level, bruh.
Yeah, man.
That's what life is supposed to be about. You need to learn in each and every step of your journey. And in this year, you really need to aspire to go to another level and really not even try and be in the game. Set a new standard for the game, whatever game you're involved in. Set a whole new standard, because that's what the world needs. We need change. We need freshness. We need things to change, because that's how we move forward, right?
Yeah. No, definitely true.
Sure.
I had a couple of shout outs coming through on Twitter, and one of them came from Fresh SH. I think that's what I think. Yeah, it says here Presh. How do I say
Fresh?
Presh.
Fresh. Yeah. Fresh. Fresh.
Fresh. Yeah, Fresh says, "You're speaking to me right now. So inspired. # Unplugged Radio Show." Thank you very much. Shout out to you. I mean, thank you for everyone who's actually, you know, giving us love on Twitter, Facebook, and even on WhatsApp. It's really been one of those shortest hours in the week.
Yeah, man, it's been dope, right? It's dope to be back, man. I've been waiting to come back. So it's a great fresh start to the year. Let's take it to a whole nother level in 2017.
Yeah, so we're going to always have these type of discussions. We're always trying to build your mind in one way or the other. It happens every single Thursday. And when you miss a Thursday, you can always just check out the podcast on the Cliff Central app. And in that way, you know, you're always up to date. You can even rewind, fast forward, and pause. It's really fantastic. So thank you very much again for letting us in here, for being part of the tribe of superstar leaders, because that's what you are. Whether you're building your life or building the lives of those around you, you are making a difference and making South Africa and the world a better place. So thank you much for it. Gentlemen, last words?
Yeah, man, I think set yourself a few conceptual goals beginning of this year or right now, and try and imagine what type of person you'd like to be at the end of the year, and make sure that what you do daily sort of is aimed somewhat towards that. So by the end of the year, you can at least account for what we've done, you know?
Yeah, it's a very important thing. For me, stay humble, hustle hard, and always leave your mark. CliffCentral.com.